All right, so we're diving into this CFL divisional round matchup. Fargo Sodbusters taking on the Dallas Vaqueros. Mm-hmm. And you wanted the lowdown. We got you covered. Opening kickoff to the final whistle. This one was all Fargo. Dominating win, 31-17.
Yeah, and more than a win. It was a statement game. They came in with a plan, executed it perfectly, never let Dallas get any kind of foothold in the game. Controlled the tempo right from the start.
Yeah, looking at the stats here, Fargo really committed to the run game.
Hmm?
Especially targeting that right side of the field. Averaged, a whopping 6.6 yards per carry on runs to the right. What do you think was going on there? I mean, was there a weakness in Dallas's defense that Fargo was just able to exploit?
Absolutely. It felt like Fargo had done their homework. You know, they identified that mismatch, and they just kept pounding away at it. Dallas just seemed to step slow all night adjusting to that, and Fargo made them pay it.
You know, it's interesting you say that. One of the first things that jumped out to me watching this game was that holding call against Dallas.
Yeah.
Early in the first quarter. Wiped out a nice game they had. And it really felt like it set the tone for their struggles offensively.
Yeah, momentum is huge in football. And that penalty really swung things in Fargo's favor early. And from there, it felt like Dallas was playing catch-up the whole game. Fargo never let them back in.
Let's talk quarterbacks for a second. Fargo's Kai Johnstone. I mean, he had a surgeon-like performance. Completing 18 of his 28 passes. Seemed to make all the right reads. Especially on those crucial third-down conversions. That kept drives alive.
Yeah, Johnstone was incredibly efficient. And it wasn't just about the completions. It was his decision-making. Rarely forced the ball.
Yeah.
Took what the defense gave him and extended plays when he needed to. Even had 3 completions over 20 yards. Wasn't afraid to push the ball downfield either.
Yeah. On the other side, Dallas's Nathaniel Woodson had a much tougher outing. He did put up bigger passing numbers, but also threw 2 costly interceptions.
Yeah.
Including that pick 6. In the first quarter.
Oh, man, those turnovers. Real backbreakers for Dallas. You just can't afford to make those kinds of mistakes.
Yeah.
In a playoff game. Especially against a team as well prepared as Fargo was. Perella's pick 6. You know, that was a pivotal moment.
Yeah, you could feel the energy just get sucked right out of Dallas' sideline after that play. And on the flip side, you could just feel it surge through Fargo, playing with so much confidence. And it showed.
Yeah, one thing that stood out to me, that 42-yard completion from Johnstone to Levon Rice. Early in the first quarter, I mean, absolutely beautiful throw and catch.
Mm-hmm.
Set them up perfectly for their first touchdown.
Oh, yeah, and that touchdown pass. A 16-yard beauty to Hunter Moffitt. Textbook example of execution under pressure. Dallas trying to double-team Moffitt. But Johnstone just threaded the needle, got him the ball.
Moffitt was a problem for Dallas all night. That early touchdown really set the tone for what would be a big game for him.
Dallas did manage to get on the board with a field goal from Monty Thurmond in the second quarter. But just when it felt like they might be finding their footing, Fargo struck again, short pass to Jimmy Sasaki, put him up 24-3. You could just see the frustration building on that Dallas sideline.
It felt like every time Dallas took a step forward, a Fargo would counter with 2 steps of their own. Just couldn't maintain any momentum.
And even though Dallas was able to close the gap to 17-10 right before halftime, with that touchdown pass, Fargo came out strong in the third quarter. Moffitt's second touchdown of the game really showcased Fargo's ability to exploit those mismatches and make big plays when they needed to.
Yeah, Moffitt was definitely a player to watch coming into this game. And he lived up to the hype. Constant threat in the red zone. Showed off his playmaking ability.
You know, we talked a lot about Fargo's offense.
Yeah.
But their defense was equally impressive. Perella, in particular, was all over the field, disrupting plays, making key tackles. That pick 6 early on, a game changer, no doubt.
Perella's instincts and his awareness on full display in this one. It wasn't just about making the interception. It was his recognition, athleticism to take it all the way for the touchdown. Those are the kinds of plays that can really swing the momentum of a game. He was reading that quarterback's eyes all game long. That pick was bound to happen.
And even when Dallas tried to mount a comeback. In the fourth quarter, with that touchdown pass to Vince Rotzel, narrowed the lead to 10. Fargo's defense stood tall, shut down any hopes of a Dallas comeback, showed the composure and discipline of a championship-caliber team.
Yeah, got to give Dallas credit. They didn't give up. But man, it felt like they were fighting an uphill battle the whole game. Fargo had an answer for everything they threw at them.
So looking ahead, what does this win say about Fargo's chances in the playoffs? They're firing on all cylinders. Run game is potent. Johnstone's playing with confidence. Their defense is stifling. I mean, can anyone stop them?
That's the question, isn't it? Right now, they're looking like the team to beat, but hey, the playoffs are all about peaking at the right time, and there's still some tough opponents ahead.
It's one thing to dominate in a divisional round, but can they maintain this level of play? against the elite teams, waiting for them down the road. I guess we'll have to wait and see. One thing's for sure, though. Fargo has made a statement. And the rest of the league is on notice.
Absolutely. They've shown they're not just contenders. They are a legitimate threat to win it all.
All right, let's shift gears a bit here. Talk about some of the standout performances from this game. Who really impressed you?
Well, you got to start with Hunter Moffitt. 2 touchdowns. He was a real difference maker for Fargo. But you know, for me, the MVP of this game has to be Timothy Perella.
Well, Perella was everywhere. A force to be reckoned with on defense. That pick six, I mean, the thing of beauty, reading the play perfectly, taking it all the way back for the score.
Game-changing play, no doubt about it. And it wasn't just that one play. He was making tackles all over the field, disrupting plays in the backfield, just making life miserable for that Dallas offense. His impact was felt on every defensive snap.
He was a true leader out there. You could see it rallying his teammates, setting the tone for the whole unit. Just brought so much energy to the field.
It was contagious. And you know what? It's easy to focus on the big flashy plays. But what impressed me most about Perella was his consistency. Fundamentally sound, disciplined, always in the right position. That's the mark of a truly great player.
And of course, we can't overlook Kai Johnstone's performance. I mean, the guy made some big throws when Fargo needed them most. Spreading the ball around to his receivers, managing the game effectively. He wasn't flashy or anything. But he was efficient, made smart decisions. That's what you want from your quarterback in a playoff game.
Yeah, shown a lot of poise under pressure, especially on those crucial third down conversions. Wasn't afraid to take a risk when he needed to, but also understood when to just take what the defense gave him. It was a mature performance from a young quarterback.
Dallas did have a few bright spots, Vince Rodsell in particular. With that fourth quarter touchdown, showed some real grit and determination. But unfortunately for Dallas, it wasn't enough. They'll need to regroup. Make some adjustments in the offseason if they want to make a deeper playoff run next year?
Yeah, Rodsell's a talented player. He gave it his all. But ultimately, Fargo is just too strong. The better team on the day, they deserve the win.
All right, so wrapping up this deep dive into Fargo's dominant win over Dallas. One question remains. Can anyone stop this Sodbusters team?
They're going to be tested, that's for sure. The pressure is only going to get higher from here. Next round's going to be even tougher. Competition's going to be fierce.
Yeah, absolutely. The road to the championship just gets harder and harder. But based on what we saw today, Fargo, they got all the ingredients of a championship team. Well coached. Talent on both sides of the ball. They're playing with that swagger. It's hard to ignore.
And they got that X factor. That, that thing you can't really put your finger on. It separates the good teams from the great ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They believe in themselves. They got the confidence. Like, they can overcome anything.
Yeah, that confidence was clear today.
Yeah.
Right from the opening kickoff. You could see it in their eyes. We're here to win, and no one's going to stop us. And they backed it up.
But they did.
It's going to be exciting to see how far they can go. They got the potential to make a real run at the championship.
No doubt about it.
Well, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into Fargo's impressive victory over Dallas. We analyzed the key plays, dissected the strategies, highlighted the standout performers. Now it's up to you to decide. Can anyone stop this Fargo Sodbusters team? Let us know your thoughts and join us next week as we continue our coverage of the CFL playoffs.